Number 2510, Henry Villegas Solis.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a B1 neighbourhood business district for an auto repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County, containing 0.61 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southwest side of Leighton Avenue, north of Jersey Road, which is Sussex County Route 305, approximately 0.06 miles south of John J. Williams Highway, which is Route 24. The 911 address is 28375 and 28377 Leighton Avenue, Millsborough, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 32, Parcel 67.00. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit book and the applicant's presentation. We have a copy of the applicant's conditional use site plan. We have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a copy of the staff analysis, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Just one question before we get started. Was this a violation?
My knowledge, no. But I can check. While the applicant's presenting, I'll double check. So.
Okay.
I don't believe it is, though.
All right. I'm assuming you're representing this application. If you'd like to come up and give us your name.
Please.
Can you step up here, please? Make sure that the microphone is turned on. Thank you.
My name is Henry Villegas Solis. My English is not very good, but I speak.
Okay.
I own the Leighton Avenue. I buy the property maybe 5 years ago.
You bought it 5 years ago?
Yes.
Okay.
When I buy the property, everything is down. And I work everything. I pull a new siren, new chingo. I do almost everything, new one. And in the back, I have a big shop. And I also like a mechanic. And that's why I do a mechanic in the back. And I never had a permit for nobody over there, my label, nothing. But one my label, he couldn't pay because I buy big conker machine. And we started to move the conkers around 12:20 p.m. And he couldn't pay for that. And I have four lights in my shop. And sometimes I forget I left the door open. And he could pay for light.
Can I interrupt you just one second? Do you have anyone here that can interpret for you so that we're getting a better record?
My son.
Yes. Would you please come up, share some of your father's words for us so we can get a better record and we can understand better what your application is about?
My name is Julian Villegas.
Okay.
I'm representing my dad.
Speak into the microphone,
like
please?
He was saying he likes to do mechanic work, and we have family members that also like to. And he has a big shop in the back, so he has his tools back there and everything. And sometimes he said he forgets to, close the doors and lock everything up, even if it's not him or anybody else, which, of course, if we have everything, set up like how we're supposed to, we'll always remember to turn them off. But he said he's gotten a complaint from the neighbor next to him just for those reasons.
Yes, I have several quatro luces.
And he said he has four lights.
Yeah, no tengo luz afuera porque ahora me da cosa ponerle una luz afuera porque...
He said there's no motion lights outside either because, he doesn't want to bother the neighbors for any, disturbance or nothing, but it's just for inside the shop, that won't be, they won't be present when the shop is closed.
Okay.
That's why me tiene aplicación para decirme un permiso para trabajar tranquilo, para sentirme tranquilo.
He said that's why he, applied the application to make sure, he can be in that shop, without having to worry about anything.
Okay, to make it legal. We appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, ma'am.
Okay. We'll see if we have any questions from the commissioners, and Mr. Mears, we'll start with you.
Would you give us a description of the activities you're going to have?
Right. So my family, they do roofing, and we have business, so we have business trucks, and we have, we just kind of help each other out. We buy cars from the, we buy cars, and we like to fix them up. So we just do mechanic work for ourselves.
Okay.
And we just do a lot of it, so we kind of want to,
Is the roofing business already approved? I'm sorry. Excuse me, Mr. Mears. Because this is just an application for the mechanical, unless I'm misreading it.
So I'm just reading some notes. So what we have before us today is a conditional use for an auto repair shop. And to answer your earlier question, Madam Chair, looking at the history, so that there was constable activity, but it was back in 2023.
Okay.
And we did serve a notice of violation for what we perceived as an illegal business. And there's notes here about a roofing business. So it's what we have here before us today is an application for an auto repair shop, not for a roofing business.
And there's nothing that's already, has already been approved for a roofing business at that location?
No, most of the trucks that we fix on are the roof, you know, the trucks that we use for our companies that we have. It's not for the company, but...
But you're also operating the roofing business out of that location, you said?
No, not out of that location at all. No, we just have the, we fix the trucks up there.
Yeah, trailer, yeah.
But that's operating the business. Mr. Robertson, are we good to go ahead with this where the roofing company wasn't mentioned on the public notice?
We can't go forward with the roofing company application because that's not how it's advertised. That's not on the short title to the ordinance, et cetera. We can go forward on the auto repair to the extent we need to.
Is it a licensed auto repair business?
Well, that would be a question for the applicant.
It's not, we do it for ourselves.
Okay.
As the, at the moment.
That's all I have, thank you.
Thank you.
Is this a licensed auto repair business? Are you going to be licensed to repair vehicles?
Yeah, we'll work through that, yeah, correct.
But you don't have a license as of yet to, are you trying to do a license?
We do mechanic work for ourselves at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah, we know pretty good, you know, from coming from the country that we're coming from.
Anything else?
Nothing from me.
Mr. Collins?
So in general, we try to promote and support the growth of small businesses where we can, but we also want to make sure that they don't bother the neighbors. And by the way, thank you, young man, for helping with the application.
He said it's kind of a small case, so that he tried to look for a lawyer. Nobody really wanted to pick it up just for the case being so small. He said he wanted to get somebody else to talk to him for, you know, have a better case.
So if we were to, if, and this is just a, this is a huge if at this point, if we were to recommend an approval of a conditional use for this, we would probably require a lot of conditions around privacy fencing, screening, probably reconfiguration of your existing lights so that they do not affect your neighbors.
So yeah, he would love to you know, please the neighbors, you know. And that's why he's here. And like a time limit too, like, you know, we don't mind having, you know, a certain amount, because we also do, like, you know, tires. I know the drill guns are pretty loud, so a certain time where all the mechanic works will be out. And we can definitely do that as well.
Yeah. Okay. There are a lot of other conditions that we would probably impose around storage of any fluids and disposal of those to make sure that you have licensed removal of any toxic materials.
Fine. That's what we're here for today. Yeah, we have time to do that, and that's, you know, what we're looking to do.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
Mr. Passwaters?
I just want to make sure I'm understanding you. So you guys do not operate a business out of there, correct?
No, we don't advertise. We don't look to do anything. We just kind of
do it. So these are personal vehicles, yours, your friends, or whatever, that you're helping on a weekend or maybe during the middle of the week just to help a friend out?
Right.
There is no business in place currently for this mechanic shop?
No, at all. The only problem that he did have was because, like what I just said, that we do fix up our work trucks, so that's the only thing that really would push it to be business related, which I don't, you know.
Okay, thank you.
Of operation?
Excuse me?
Hours of operation when you work on the vehicles?
El temprano, ¿verdad?
No, no, siempre comenzamos con las 9 a Cebolla, terminamos temprano, siempre trato como...
Like 9 to 6, I believe.
Right.
And then sometimes it'd be like, if, you know, weekends 8. You know,
okay.
Well, we have the opportunity to put conditions on anything if it does get approved.
Right.
So if you're telling us you're going to work 9 to 6 and we put 9 to 6 on there, you can't be working there at 8.
Of course.
Or 7. So
8 to 6?
Yeah, okay.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, he wants to know. He said the hours don't really mind. Any hours that, you know, or the neighbors, you know, or
preferred.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So So he says that the neighbors have, like, I guess, lights or cameras pointing at the backyard into, I mean, it's a big shop, so he can see an R yard too. He said he wants to know if he can put, like, lights outside.
Excuse me, we can't understand him if you're speaking.
And so he just says he hasn't put cameras up or lights at all because he doesn't want to disturb the neighbor's peace. You know, he doesn't want to have them feel like, you know, trying to disturb the property. But we do have, you know, like our vans, trucks, and, you know, motors outside, you know, stuff of value, bobcats, you know, things like that, that we would like to, you know, have cameras for.
Why do you have bobcats on the job site or on the site if you're not running a business from there?
Yeah, but my dad just, he just got a bobcat, so there will be a bobcat there.
Dile que yo compré cámara para poner, pero me sentí mal. Mi lego me puso cámara y yo ya pone cámara, pero sinceramente me sentí mal por ello.
And like for myself, I got a K&M, and so I'm probably going to have that stored there, and I want to make sure that's protected as well.
I don't understand why you need a bobcat for...
just for personal use. My dad's from Costa Rica, so if he wants to send it over there, you know, he can send it over there and, you know, use it out there. Even for myself, my mom has a property in Seaford that we need a lot of yard work done, and it'll help, for, you know, a lot.
Sounds like we got a little more going on here than what... You want to ask about the number of days?
And that's not
He
said the roads when he got there were a little beat up, so he's always trying to take care of the roads, you know, fill the roads up, and, you know, we try to take care of the area as well. But for the lights, and that was just a reference for anything that we do have of value that we have there, even, you know, anything else for.
Along with hours of operation, what days do you intend to operate?
¿Qué día es mejor?
De lunes a viernes.
Monday to Saturday or Monday to Friday.
Yeah, que veces nosotros trabajamos, está lloviendo, entonces venimos a hacer.
Yeah, sometimes when, you know, it's raining and stuff, that's when they'll use their free time, you know, put hand in to the cars.
No es que trabajamos todos los días.
It's not like they do some, that, just, you know, just.
So Monday through Saturday? And
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, que de lunes a viernes está bien.
Or Monday to Friday.
Está bien.
Cool.
Yo sé que la gente tiene que sus días.
Once again, as our chair said, these conditions will be applied, and if you say Monday through Friday and work on Saturday,
yeah, correct.
You'll be in trouble.
Okay, de lunes a está bien.
Monday through Saturday.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
Okay. Anybody else?
And if the neighbors have any issue with that, it's Monday to Friday is good as well.
Dígale que ellos que saben día que si puedo tener luces en mi propiedad.
Yeah. He would be wondering, like, it's no problem to have lights on a property, or if he wanted to have anything like that, you know, just so that they wouldn't bother him, like, as well. Because I know, you know.
Okay. Is anybody else on the commission? Or?
Just one. I want to clarify one thing. With the vehicles you're working on, so are people bringing the vehicles there and paying you to repair them, or are they just...
No. Cars? So my primo got his, he bought a car, and...
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, like, I mean, if we had to do work for one of our cousin just got a Range Rover.
Excuse me.
One at a time. Sorry, thanks. So cousin, I know. Yeah, it's hard.
So my cousin just got a Range Rover, and that I don't know if lately my uncle did it for him. And they, you know, he was like, hey, do my Range Rover,
yeah, right,
and,
okay,
you know, do it now, and, you know, I'll give you something in return. So
yeah,
you could
right.
do it, you know, in my period of time. But it's not in really that we advertise or anything like that.
Right.
We just do it in family.
Did I hear that you occasionally buy vehicles to fix them up, to resell? I may have heard something that's
No, not that.
Okay.
He just likes just, you know, fixing stuff up. Like, we have bobcats there. We have tow trucks. Like.
So you're fixing your personal vehicles.
Right.
You're fixing sometimes friends' vehicles or family.
Right.
And also the vehicles that belong to your roofing business, which is
right.
not operated on this site at
My
all.
My pop, he had an old bobcat as well, and he fixed that up. I remember he did do that too. So we do, you know, it's a mechanic shop. We do our personal things as well.
So you have a tow truck on site. Are you towing vehicles also?
No, that
to the
tow
property?
Truck doesn't work. I don't know what they're doing with it. It's just kind of ugly there.
Okay.
Si ese tow truck está en sí, que si lo tiene para mover carros o no. Yeah, it has like a year and a half of being there.
So you raise an interesting point. If the tow truck isn't operational,
right.
is it licensed, registered?
Yeah, he said it has a license, but it's just there to, you know, they're going to fix it up. They're going to tow it. And I think he gave it to one of my uncles so that he can put in. He bought it to switch the transmission so he could send it off to Costa Rica, but it didn't go as planned, I guess.
Okay, Mr. Allen.
Excuse me. I see you have a building on premises now. What is that building used for at the time?
The building in the front.
The larger building.
Building is used for. Just storage and stuff thrown there.
Solo que tiene
chingo. El de frente.
Solo que tiene chingo rojo. Ese que son para mecánica. Tiene chingo negro.
The space right there in the back with the black shingles is the only area that we use to do the mechanic work.
Okay. Thank you.
So just one point, I think I don't want to get lost in all this because we usually see conditional uses for AR1 land. This is actually B1, so it's neighborhood business. So, if this is AR, a lot of this stuff wouldn't be permitted. But because it's B1, some of it potentially is permitted. It's a permitted use. So when we get to the end of this, I think what needs to happen is defer action so we can consider everything that's been talked about with staff, figure out what's permitted, what falls under the conditional use, what needs to be done. Because it's not like they're starting at a baseline of zero where you can't have any businesses there, you know. And I just that's actually kind of unusual because we don't often see conditional uses in B1s. But, you know, I look at like what's permitted, and automobile parking lots are permitted use in B1. Frankly, filling stations, there's a bunch of conditions, but are permitted uses, even though this is not a filling station, but, it has to do with vehicles. There's different types of things, stores and shops for the conduct of retail businesses, and it goes on and on with the types of things there. So there's a number of things that may be permitted on this. There may also be a requirement that we got to get this cleaned up with a site plan so everybody knows what's happening there and where it's happening, where the buildings are and how the parking's laid out and setbacks and everything else. But it seems like as we've gone through this, it's a little more complicated than initially.
Yeah, it feels like there's a lot more going on than what we're talking about here today. Okay. Anybody else have anything on the commission? I'm sorry, Mr. Whitehouse.
Just one matter to clarify before we get to public comment, Madam Chair. To correct my earlier statement, that there are three comments in the record. We have received them. Before anyone comes up to correct me and for the minutes, we have received those comments, and they are in the record.
Yes, and we all read them and watched the videos. Okay. All right, if you would like to have a seat, we'll see if anyone here has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2510, Henry Villegas Solis? In favor? Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition? Give us your name, sir. You may have the floor.
My name is Tom Wolf. I live in the property in front of Mr. Villegas's property, and it's adjacent. My rear yard's adjacent to his property. Glad y'all could read some of the comments because mine's kind of lengthy. That's why I went first.
We actually went through your whole entire package of, information that you'd like to highlight.
So
you don't have to go through the whole thing, but
I
welcome you to
points.
Highlight any points. Yep.
Okay. So, as far as some of the maybe confusion, what was proposed is there's a lot going on. And it's a constant disruption. So it's being used as kind of an auto repair shop. Vehicle storage, residential duplex. Can you go back to that slide with the property overhead? So this structure here is being used as a duplex. There's like a bunch, two families in there, probably 10 people. This is the proposed repair shop. And this is my residence here. There's my backyard fence. So you can see the vehicles are right against my property. The front doors of the repair shop face right out there. So, you know, when considering B1 zoning, I don't know of any businesses where the storefront faces an adjacent residence. They would typically face a roadway. So I just want to make sure that's clear. That's probably all I have to point out there. Let's see, vehicle storage. So yeah, so basically because there's people living on site and he referenced friends and fixing other businesses, vehicles, I mean, there's always something going on back there. And all hours of the day, did you guys have a chance to review the video I uploaded? Okay, so I mean, it's all, you know, all day, any day, weekends, and there's, let's see, dilapidated conditions. Let me go through here. So, Mr. Robertson, you brought up the zoning. So I looked at the memorandum, and all the ones listed in the memorandum pertaining to this type of zoning are like really low impact type of businesses, flower shops, office spaces, barbershops. And so there's nothing really that's been approved for this type of business. And I can't really think of a word to describe the things that Mr. Villegas was saying, but you know, any kind of mechanical outside automotive repair, I mean, it's just not compatible with this property. It's surrounded by four residences, residential properties. There's not enough setbacks, especially if he was to use the repair shop as is, because it's facing my property. So that's essentially the frontage of the property. I think they need 60-foot setbacks, and that comes right to my fence property line. So it's just inherently incompatible. If you can go to the video, they don't have it listed, but it's the one where the cars are coming and going. No, but that's if you go back to that, well, it doesn't matter. But you can see how there's people in the back. I mean, there's always something going on, heavy machinery. But if you can go to the one, fortunately, it doesn't have a name. There's one that shows you how cars access the repair shop, pretty much the only access. And essentially, it's squeezing by Layton Avenue, the one residential property, and then to mine. And I mean, it's just so much noise disruption. It's just, it's really.
Yeah, we saw that.
Okay, did
sure.
You see that?
Yes.
Yeah, so I mean, these are the type of businesses for this zoning that need to go on Route 24, not on a side street surrounded by residences. This needs to be on Route 24 or a highway facing the highway. So, you know, if, and not to mention there's people, you know, living there. So, I mean, something has to go here. Let's see, too close to the property lines. They did an assessment based on vehicular flow. Once the bypass is completed, that Layton Avenue that his property is on is going to be the only secondary way in and out of Jersey Road. Right now, it's kind of a tertiary or alternative route. And so, you know, if this conditional use is granted, yeah, I mean, this is like almost midnight. So, I mean, you know. But if that conditional use is granted, there's going to be a lot of flow of traffic. And there's not much visibility from Jersey Road going to Layton Avenue and properties coming out of his repair, and that's any kind of properties. And really, that barn is an eyesore. I mean, we should really be, you know, debating tearing it down, not providing usage for it. I mean, I don't know if that's something that's grandfathered in or, let's see. So anyway, yeah, I'd request this committee decline this request for conditional uses. You know, if he wants to use that front property that's facing Layton Avenue for office space or a flower shop or something that's more conducive for the B1 zoning. I mean, those businesses, examples are like quaint, dainty, business hour oriented businesses that don't have an impact on residences. I mean, everything Mr. Villegas listed is just incompatible to be this close to residential properties. I would also ask, because you had mentioned about the roofing or prior to the roofing, that if it's possible to decline any subsequent request for anything mechanical or disruptive to the surrounding. It's just not compatible to be this close to residences or surrounded by residences or insufficient setbacks. The orientation of the buildings are incompatible, you know, for any of this. They have to drive right against the neighbor's yard, revving engines and stuff. I mean, it's absurd. Let's see.
Just while we're on that, though, I want to make sure that you understand, and the commission does as well. In referring to the memorandum from staff about this application, the types of uses that are listed there are other conditional use applications within a one-mile radius. But those are, looking at them, all AR1, except for one that's in B2. So, you know, you're right that there was a conditional use for a flower shop or beauty salon that would be less intensive, but that's because it was AR1 zone. This is zoned B1. I mean, so I don't know when you purchased your property, but your property is next to property that's zoned B1, and by right, somebody, I'm just going to run through them again, you know, somebody could put in there an ice distribution station, an automobile parking lot or garage, a bank, a bakery. Some of the more intensive ones are a dry cleaning and laundry business. As I said, a filling station could go in there by right. It does not require additional approvals.
A ROFO in your backyard, potentially.
Yeah, I mean, there's site site plan requirements, but you could have, you know, literally if it fit, you know, Royal Farms there because it's zoned B1. So
right, but on that note, though, I mean, with all that being said, though, that would still be facing Layton Avenue. You wouldn't just have some barn, you know, approved to, you know, riding next to your fence and, you know, backhoes and bobcats.
And the light shining on your
cement trucks, yeah. Cement mixers. I mean, this is an industrial park, basically.
Yeah. No, and I agree with that. I think, you know, the large part of this is site plan related as much as use related, you know, and so we're going to have to deal with lots of different things.
Yeah, and like I said, I mean, even at the best case scenario, I mean, he would literally have to tear down that front building. It would be facing the Layton Avenue and, you know, be restricted to kind of one business. You know, I don't know of any other, like, Jiffy Lubes where, you know, after hours, people are meandering around the property, tinkering with this and that.
That's why we talked about the hours.
Yeah, and I think those are still too broad. Weekends and until 6 o'clock. And I mean, I'm on my deck and I'm like eye level with everybody out there, you know, and people are standing on equipment and banging on stuff and, you know.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
Is there anybody else that would like to speak in opposition? Yes, ma'am. Well, we got this lady coming up first. If you wait a second.
I'm sorry.
One of you all come on.
Yeah. Ma'am, I need you to come to the podium, please. Give us your name.
My name is Joan Ballback, and I live next to I'm a little nervous, his name.
It's okay, don't be nervous.
Okay. So looking at the map over here, may I go over?
Yes.
So I live right here. Okay. Here's all the business. When I bought the house 40 years ago, there was a small photography shop there.
Okay.
That was the business.
Okay.
I didn't know about the B1 commercial.
Okay. If you want to come back to the podium.
I just want to say, notice this road here. So I sent in a letter and a few pictures. I don't know if it went through. I am not Miss Technologically great, but in my pictures, I showed all the equipment that is parked along, there it is,
they did
parked
come
along that Layton Avenue. Now, what's bad about it is, like Tom said, that's going to be an access road when they finish the Millsboro bypass. And when I mow the lawn, or my son, there are mounds of trash there already along that tree line. Also, I have another big concern. I don't know where these people are going to park, because where the parking is on that picture, and then he's going to have another business behind it, I don't see where all these vehicles are going to be able to park.
We would require a site plan that would show parking.
They what?
We would require a site plan that would show parking.
Yes. And I have another big concern. All of us who live on Jersey Road had a big water issue with Mount Air several years ago, with water pollution coming from the water irrigation systems around our neighborhood. And my really big fear is, with a mechanical business like this comes a lot of oil, fluids that are used in mechanical type things. Will this be monitored for safety for our wells?
We would require them to be properly disposed of, yes. And that was
that is a huge concern for me.
We completely understand and agree with that.
Okay. And again, the traffic issue on this road, this used to be a very quiet little side street. There are cars constantly coming and going already with, he says there's not a business there, but I count 10, 12, 15 trucks, vehicles, vans now all the time. This will only bring more. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, sir, you're up next.
My name is Mark Birmingham. I live at 26605 Jersey Road.
Thank you.
I can show you. Right here, it's my house.
Okay, we got you.
This is my house right here. This is my unattached garage. Okay. So my garage basically runs along his property. Yeah, I hear various noises. I hear various noises basically any time throughout the day or night. And it's mostly in the early evening. I've been there for 4 years. And it does bother my wife sometimes because she works for the county, has to get a good night's sleep and all. So it's bothering her too. So other than that, I just don't see the business that he is proposing fits at all in the neighborhood. Now, obviously you can put times and different restrictions on what he can and cannot do. But it is a business, I mean, pretty much. And that's really all I have to say.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Does anybody else would like to speak in opposition? Okay, so anything else from the commissioners or staff? Okay, I will close the public hearing. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I did have one question for the applicant. I wanted to know how many employees currently work at that site.
Oh, thank you, I'm sorry.
Because I didn't hear them address that.
I don't know if you heard the question, but...
No, can you repeat the question?
Yeah.
How many employees do you currently have operating at that site?
Thank you,
Lauren. Me and my brother.
So two?
Yeah, two.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Is there anything else? Okay.
Wait. Delay the zoning map for everybody's information to... It's a little odd that...
Agreed, and I think it's because that use was probably there at the time zoning was established, so they matched the zoning to what was there when it was the photography studio.
The photography business.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because otherwise, it's oddly spot zoned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Is there anything else? Okay. There being no more questions or comments, I will close the public hearing for conditional use number 2510, Henry Villegas Solis. Next item on the agenda.